Frequency Cast Update.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
Each month we bring you the Frequency Cast podcast, our tantalizing take on technology. The mini show you're listening to now is designed to keep you updated while we're busy working on the next show.
We only did an update a couple of weeks ago, covering those Freeview boxes that suddenly stopped working. But as it's been such a busy week, we thought it was time for another update, didn't we?
Well, aren't we good to you?
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about the BT Home Hub in this update, but first off, we just want to touch on the 3G iPhone.
Did you get one?
Yes, well, I know the 3G iPhone's been done to death all across the tech media, so we're not going to give it too much coverage here in this show, just to say that the iPhone launched last week on July the 11th, and it was plagued with problems, mostly to do with sign-up and activation, but also the fact that O2 either dramatically underestimated the demand, or Apple just didn't make enough of the little things.
Right, so how many hours of your life did you lose queuing?
Yeah, I didn't actually bother queuing in the end. I saw how long the queue was at the local store.
So, what's with the stubble?
And actually, to be honest, I'm glad I didn't with all those in-store activations that O2 were having. I did, however, download the upgrade to version 2.0.
Ooh, look at you.
Which adds the App Store and a few other little bits and pieces. Some nice little tweaks there. However, I also got stuck with a nasty little problem. I downloaded version 2, as you should, through iTunes. But then, like thousands of others, I got hit by this whole activation problem. So I ended up with a dead phone for 5 hours because it couldn't complete its activation process.
So not only were you stuck in a queue, but you didn't have anyone to phone.
Exactly. Any ideas how many Apple actually sold, by the way?
Let's see. There was 14 people outside that shop. There was 12 outside that one. 37, 38, give or take 30.
They actually sold 1 million 3G phones in just 3 days. I don't know who they sold them to, though, because nobody I know could actually buy one on the day. But anyway, that's another story. Let's move on.
You bitter?
I am a little bitter. They have said, though...
Little bitter lemon?
They have said, though, that by the end of summer, everyone that wants one will finally get one, so not long to wait, I guess.
Well, if you want an old phone. Okay, then, what next?
Well, if you recall, it was only a week or so ago, we did a little update on the sports packages available, and since then there have been two sporting updates. First off, Eurosport is now available on Sky HD on channel 412. And secondly, there's a new Setanta sports deal we want to talk about. It's free Setanta with BT Vision.
Cool. Is that a good deal?
Actually, yes, it is. Setanta is covering the Barclays Premier League, Clydesdale Bank Premier, FA Cup, PGA Golf, boxing, that sort of stuff. If you actually want Setanta Sport on its own, it's £10. But what BT are doing is they're bundling it in for free with their on-demand TV packages. So you can get their TV show download service, which has this huge catalogue of TV shows that you can download, as well as the BBC and Channel 4, you know, on-demand catch-up type service. So getting Setanta bundled into that as free is actually quite a saving, especially if you're worried about how much you're spending at the moment.
And a lot cheaper than Sky, I guess.
Absolutely.
Next.
Okay, something to show you.
Ooh, that's big. Ooh, that looks like a home hub.
Yeah, now that is version 1.0 of the BT Home Hub. Quick description.
White, quite large, plastic, a bit cheap looking actually, gonna be honest, but it does have those nice little lights at the top right there, the phone, wireless, broadband, internet, data.
Okay, so this was version 1.0 of the Home Hub. A few shows back we talked about 1.5, which is a little bit smaller, squarer, curved corners, but this thing here, this is absolutely hot off the press. So this show is going out on Friday the 18th. This is the launch day for version 2.0 of the Home Hub. And we've got in nice and early because we've got our hands on one of these right at launch. So let's have a look at this.
Ooh, that's slick, isn't it? Oh, it's bent now. It's in black.
Yeah, so it's got a curved front, which is...
Concave, I'll have you know.
Concave, thank you very much, yeah.
Which is great, because you can throw things at it and they'll bounce off in all different directions. No, but you wouldn't do that. Well, look at that. Actually, that is quite sleek. You'd probably put that, I don't know, on your mantelpiece, because it looks so cool.
It's actually pretty sexy, isn't it? So it's completely black. It's got this really reflective front piece. It's got my fingerprints all over it, which is probably going to be a bit of a problem, but it's rather stylish. It's just doing a side-by-side. I mean, it's so much smaller.
Yeah, it's smaller. First thing. And it's sleeker. That looks cumbersome, the old one.
Also doesn't have a little wiggly aerial to worry about like this one does, so it's quite a nice device.
Yeah.
Let's just have a look at the back, first of all. So on the back, we've got a broadband socket, phone socket, power socket, only one USB. They've taken away the old USB B socket, so there's just the one USB now. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4 Ethernet ports. The old one only had two. So if you had something like your PC plugged in and your BT Vision box, you're out of sockets, but they've cunningly thought of having an extra two on there now, which is good.
But lost the USB.
It's no great loss, to be honest. You've still got one there.
Okay, and what are those buttons on the side on the right there?
On the side, what have we got there? A little hole, reset to defaults, a wireless association button, so that's setting up your Wi-Fi. Find handset, if you've got a phone handset plugged in, and a classic reset button.
It looks like it should be on board a battleship, doesn't it? Spinning around like a radar.
So it's actually quite an improvement, isn't it, over the last one?
Oh, definitely.
It's not only the looks that have changed, there's a few other nice little tweaks to it.
How about the price?
Okay, we'll get there in a second. A couple of things to talk about functionally. It uses 802.11.n, which will mean nothing to you, Carl, but it's faster with a longer range, so it's handy if you've got a large house. As far as I know, this is now the most powerful Wi-Fi router that's being offered as part of a broadband package in the UK, which is pretty impressive. They've also made a whole stack of software tweaks. It's a lot easier to set up and manage now. The interface has been really designed, so it's a lot clearer, rather than those horrible menu options on the side. It's now really, really easy to control. You can still set it up through the web browser, so you don't have to install all of BT's software as well. Two really nice snazzy features. One is something called access control.
Sounds interesting. What does that do then?
Let's say you've got kids connected to your internet connection at home. You can actually specify whether their computer should be allowed access to the internet during certain times or not. So you can pull down a list of any device that's connected to the hub and say, yeah, okay, PC number two, I don't want that to have internet access beyond 9 o'clock in the evening. So for parents, it's really snazzy.
So it's a child lock for your home hub?
Pretty much, absolutely. The other thing they've sorted out is obviously you've got millions of these things up and down the UK sitting there draining power when they're on. They've added this power save mode. So it goes into a sort of a power economy mode during certain times of the day. So during hours that you specify through the interface, it will go into this power save mode. It'll still work with anything you've got through the Ethernet port. So if you've got a PC or your BT Vision box, that'll still work. But the Wi-Fi and all the handsets and stuff will power down during these off hours, which is kind of green of it.
How environmentally friendly.
Absolutely. Of course, now it's got these snazzy little blue lights instead of the green ones. It's still got all the same lights on it, which is good. And as for price, as you asked, well, the good news is it is free if you order it online with BT's option 2 and 3 broadband packages. So free is not bad for such a powerful router. If you want it on option 1, it's £50. If you want to buy it outright, I don't know why you would if you're getting it with your broadband anyway, it's £90. Or if you're an existing BT broadband user and you want to upgrade, half price, £45.
Bargain.
So what we've done is we've put up a special web page with a more detailed review of the Home Hub 2.0. You can find that on our website, frequencycast.co.uk/homehub2.html. Full review and loads of pickies.
Lovely pickies. We always like a picture. Right, well, is that it then?
That's your lot.
Gonna go home.
You can go home.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Pete. And thanks you guys for listening. As always, that's it for this update. Our next full-length show is due out on the 1st of August. Visit www.frequencycast.co.uk to sign up for more on what we've covered. Be ready for our next tantalising take on technology.
Bye for now.
Frequency Cast. Update complete.